Hey friend, if wholesale feels overwhelming or you're not getting the sales traction that you want, it is probably because you're trying to piece together advice from 100 different places. A podcast here, an Instagram post there, advice from another brand owner that you deeply respect and admire. But the result of that is lots of ideas, but no real strategy for your particular business. And that is exactly why you need PaperCamp. PaperCamp is our 4-week coaching program where we will help you build your wholesale ecosystem, a wholesale business that's designed specifically for your products, your goals, and the way that you want to grow. Because let's be real, there is not just one roadmap to wholesale growth. There are so many different levers that you can pull. You could do trade shows, you could sell on fair, email outreach, sales reps, referrals. There are so many opportunities. You don't need to do all of them, especially not at the start, but you do need to understand how the wholesale ecosystem works so that you can choose the strategies that are right for your brand and build a system that brings in consistent wholesale sales month after month and year after year. Inside PaperCamp, we will help you do exactly that. Together, we'll build a wholesale strategy that you can stick with, from your product assortment and your pricing to your sales tools to your outreach for retailers and marketing. Through our live coaching calls and community discussions, you will get personalized support so that you can make confident decisions that are tailored to your business. I have spent more than 15 years helping more than 35,000 product brands build stronger wholesale businesses, and I would love to help you do the same. Enrollment for PaperCamp is now open, but only for a limited time. And we've been running this program since 2011, and we sell out every session. If you are ready to stop piecing together wholesale advice and start building a wholesale business that's designed to grow with you, I would love to have you join us. Head to proof2product.com/papercamp to learn more and enroll today. That's proof2product.com/papercamp. I look forward to working with you. I'm Katie Hunt, wholesale expert, business strategist, and mom of four. I'm also the host of the Proof to Product podcast. Since 2011, I've coached thousands of brands whose products can be found on the shelves of indie shops and big box stores all around the world. If you are a creative entrepreneur that makes and sells physical goods, you're in the right place. Here on Proof to Product, you'll learn new strategies for product development, sales, marketing, and more. It's like your weekly dose of business school, and we're going to help you confidently grow your revenue in your own way and at your own pace. So let's get started. All right, friend, a quick heads up about what's happening this week. PaperCamp is currently open for enrollment. PaperCamp is our wholesale coaching program, and we only run this program live 2 times a year. So instead of a regular podcast episode this week, I'm actually giving you 3. And I'm putting a spotlight on some of our community members who are just doing cool things and who came through PaperCamp at different stages of their business. I'm letting them tell you about their PaperCamp experience in their own words. So if you've ever wondered whether PaperCamp is right for you or how it could help you in your business, that's what this week is for. Now, if you have already taken PaperCamp, thank you. We love our alumni. Or if you've decided that this round isn't for you, no worries. Totally respect that. I want to encourage you guys to skip this episode and go back and enjoy one of the 450 podcast episodes that are in our archives. For those of you that haven't participated yet, when you are ready for PaperCamp, we will be here when you are ready. But if you are a maybe, if you are on the fence and debating whether to enroll in this round of PaperCamp, I want you to stay with me and listen in today. Today's episode is about Rachel O'Neill, the owner of Lofty Pop. She and her team design and print fun, unique gifts and apparel. And what I love about Rachel's story is that she was not at the starting point. She was not starting at zero. Lofty Pop has been in business for 13 years, and they came to PaperCamp with an already running wholesale operation. And it was significant. She had nearly 700 wholesale accounts when she came to PaperCamp. So this is a story today about what happens when an experienced business owner gets honest about the difference between just doing wholesale and kind of winging it as you go and doing wholesale well with systems in place.
So we have been in wholesale for a couple years. So coming into PaperCamp, we had about 690 wholesale accounts, a little under 700.
So Lofty Pop has grown to 750 accounts. That's 60 new accounts since finishing Paper Camp 6 months ago. But when we asked Rachel about her biggest takeaway, the answer wasn't about the accounts, the number of accounts at all. It was actually a mindset shift that changed how she ran her entire business.
There's so many takeaways, but the biggest one is that your wholesale business is not D2C. We came into wholesale thinking it was just an extension of our D2C because that's how we started. We started in D2C first, and then we decided to go into wholesale. So we just thought it was an extension of our D2C channel, and it's actually a whole separate business model and strategy.
I hear this comparison to DTC so often, and it's exactly why we built Paper Camp the way we did. Wholesale is not a side channel bolted onto your D2C business. It has its own pricing logic, its own margins that you need to keep track of. There's a whole different set of relationship building with your customers. It's a generally different set of rules that we work within wholesale compared to D2C. Or as Rachel put it,
without Paper Camp, I would be running my wholesale business like a D2C channel.
Once that shift clicked for her, the practical changes followed really fast, which is one of the fun things about working with established brands in Paper Camp. She started with her pricing, her margins, and a hard call on the product line too.
After Paper Camp, we were really able to lock down our pricing, margins, and Katie was super helpful in giving us a little nudge in discontinuing a lot of product that was either older or just was not a right fit for wholesale. So that was a huge, huge takeaway from that.
I want to focus in on that nudge for a second because Rachel was pretty candid with me about how she felt in the moment. And I think a lot of you will recognize this reaction.
Initially, I was defensive about it. It was kind of like, you know, we've got these SKUs and they're great and there's no reason why we need to like discontinue them. And like, so, and I really had to sit on it for a little bit. And then I came back, I remember like I slept on it. And then I like came back the next morning into the forums and I was like, she's absolutely right.
I appreciate Rachel's honesty so much here because letting go of products that you've poured so much time, money, and energy into is so incredibly hard. And it's not advice that anyone can swallow easily, right? Here's what Rachel found on the other side of that decision, though.
After we did that, I mean, I just felt like so much lighter. I mean, it was a really great move. And I think that it's important when you come into this course to just really be open and be willing to change because I know that Katie and her team, like, they're not trying to, you know, hurt your business in any way. They want to help you.
I appreciate Rachel saying this. This was never about anyone's opinion of her products. It was about honestly looking at the numbers and the data and letting that data tell a story about what's actually working.
Especially for like a certain style of our products, just the margins weren't even really working. When I went back and like redid them, I'm like, yeah, like, okay, we may be making like a little bit on this, but it's really not even worth it to have as wholesale. But yeah, like you were saying, I thought, oh my gosh, we have to like throw out this huge net and have all of our SKUs. And it's really not the case for wholesale. Like I said, for D2C, it's fine. So we still have those SKUs available for D2C. But for wholesale, we just really had to rethink, you know, it's a different mindset with wholesale.
And to be clear, this wasn't about abandoning those products altogether. Those SKUs are very much still alive in her D2C retail business. Wholesale simply demanded a different set of criteria, and Rachel got strategic on a channel-by-channel basis. So 13 years in, Rachel told me one of the biggest shifts for her, not just in wholesale, but her business overall, has been choosing to stay open to change, which is tough for most of us, right?
And you get into this mindset like, and I'm just going to say, like, you think you know everything and it's like, nope. And that's one of my biggest shifts in the past year and just even learning about business is that I want to really be open to shifting and changing. And as soon as I like change that little mindset, it's really taken our business to the next level, especially with wholesale, because it's one of the channels that we've been focused on growing and it's doing really well for us.
These days, that growth focus looks different than you might expect. Instead of chasing new accounts, Rachel's team is pouring time and energy into something that a lot of growing brands kind of skip past, and that's the relationships you already have, focusing on retention of your current stockists.
So right now we're really focused on nurturing our current retailers, which is something that we were lacking in before. We've expanded our email outreach, direct mail, and we're really trying to hit all of those touch points, building that retailer brand relationship.
When we asked Rachel what she'd say to someone who's on the fence about joining Paper Camp, she didn't hedge at all. Here's what she said.
So if you're serious about wholesale, it's 100% worth the investment. In terms of numbers, we've already made our money back and more. Plus the ongoing community that you have access to after the course, we continue to get value from it, you know, every single day.
Rachel's story is a great reminder that Paper Camp is not just for people who are starting out and trying to get into their first wholesale accounts. It is just as valuable and just as important, maybe even more important, actually, for experienced business owners who are ready to tighten their numbers, ensure their profits are strong, tighten their sales strategy, and even for folks who like maybe treating wholesale like an afterthought next to their retail business. Rachel has tightened so many things, and that's improved her top dollar amount, but it's also improved the profit that she's putting into her pocket. So if you're running a wholesale business right now and something in Rachel's story feels a little bit too familiar, maybe you're holding on to SKUs that are, you know, no longer serving you. Maybe you're blending your wholesale and retail sales and marketing strategies together. Maybe you're growing accounts without really nurturing them and thinking about how you can gain more of their business. Then I hope this is your nudge, the way that Rachel got hers. You can join us for Paper Camp. Enroll today by going to prooftoproduct.com/PaperCamp. Again, that's prooftoproduct.com/PaperCamp. We would love to work with you and have you there. And if you have any questions, send us a message and let us know. We're on Proof to Product on Instagram and pretty much everywhere. Also, if you found today's episode helpful, please do share it with a friend. If you've got a seasoned wholesaler in your life who, you know, has been debating whether they should participate in Paper Camp and join our community, then please share this with them. All right, friends, this was our third episode in this case study series. If you have not yet listened to Sharina or Sherry's episode, I would encourage you to go back and listen to those. But thanks for being along for the ride this week. I'll be back soon with a new episode.